We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy hump day, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it is time to share with you the contest. And I love this because I love the participation from you guys. Lonzo's shaking his head, and Lonzo's shaking his head because Lonzo has to do extra work every time we do this.
No, well, that is part of it. But the other part is it makes me not want to talk at all because I relate something to you, and suddenly there's a contest.
That requires more work from you. So here's the contest, ladies and gentlemen, and here's what, let me share with you the prize first, okay? Because I want to give you an incentive here. The prize is, and one thing we do on this show, is we give you the opportunity to become a sports radio show host, all right? So on Friday's show, and let's...
No. Can't be Friday.
Oh, that's right.
It would have to be tomorrow.
It can be tomorrow or Monday if that works better for...
Oh, Monday works great.
Are we off on Monday again?
I'm not here Monday. I don't know what you're doing.
What are you doing? We have a holiday on Monday.
You need to start keeping track of this stuff.
Oh, man, we've got a holiday on Monday.
I'm guessing you might be working it, though.
I don't know if I'm working it or not. No, wait a minute. No, I got a holiday.
Sounds like...
I worked the last holiday. I get a holiday?
This sounds like something you need to talk to someone down the hall about.
Yeah, I do. I love my job, and I love being here. And if you love what you do, you don't work a day of your life.
By the way, we can't do it Tuesday or Wednesday either. So it would...
It has to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow or next Thursday.
Tomorrow. Yeah. It's got to be tomorrow. It's got to be... And so, yeah... So, guys, what Lonzo's talking about, just to bring you guys behind the scenes...
Is actually planning and thinking before we just jump right in.
Yeah, I don't... I evidently don't do much of that.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes. To cross the T's and dot the I's, like the high school league did by keeping Dorman out of the national championship.
That's me.
Yeah,
South Carolina High School Association.
There you go. So here's what we're doing. We're going to have partial shows some days next week, and Monday's a holiday. Partial shows because of Clemson baseball. You know, we have our affiliation with Clemson, and Clemson baseball is on our airwaves. And I understand that. I'll be honest with you. I like having full shows. We're building something here. It's hard not to be able to have full shows, but we're carrying Clemson baseball. And so, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, we have baseball games. So I think we're going to have partial shows on those days and a partial show on Friday. So anyway, it would have to be tomorrow. But tomorrow, you can be, if you've ever wanted to be a sports radio show host, you will have a segment of this show. And not only will you have a segment of the show, but Lonzo will create a customized intro for you, okay? He'll create a customized intro for you. It'll be the intro to Offsides. Yeah, I'm sure you did. It'll be the intro to Offsides with your name inserted, and then you'll have a five-minute segment. We'll let it go, and the floor will be yours, and you're just expected to carry the segment for 5 minutes. It's your segment. You can say hello to us if you want to, but it's your segment. When the music comes up, it's yours. So if you've ever wanted to be a sports radio show host, here is your opportunity, and here is the contest. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? This is so darn funny. Jameis Winston had LASIK surgery on his eyes. You figured out what the contest is? What's the best joke you can come up with about Jameis Winston having LASIK surgery, considering the fact that he led the league with 30 interceptions this year, okay? And just had LASIK surgery on his eyes. All right, so here's the catch, all right? And I'm already seeing this coming in. It has to be a phone call. You've got to man up and call in, okay? So what is the best joke you have? And I know this is going to take a few minutes to think of, so Lonzo and I will get to either or here. What's the best joke you have about Jameis Winston having to get his eyes checked or having LASIK surgery on his eyes, especially considering that he threw 30 bloody interceptions this year to lead the NFL. Here's the phone number, 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. And we will take your calls. But if you're going to call in, realize if you win that you will be hosting a segment of the show, if that's something you would like to do.
Should we figure out the exact time for said hosting?
Yeah, let's do it at 4:55
okay.
tomorrow. 4:55 tomorrow or 5:55 if 5:55 is better for you. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. What is your best joke on Jameis Winston getting LASIK surgery? Lonzo, you know the best excuse I've ever heard for missing work, because it applies here. It's, I have anal glaucoma. I just can't see my ass coming in. That's, I challenge one of you guys listening right now to use that excuse to miss work. I have anal glaucoma. I just can't see my ass coming in. I challenge you to use that excuse for missing work, because that's the best excuse for missing work possible. All right? The calls are beginning to come in. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. What is your best joke for Jameis Winston having LASIK surgery? The best winner, the one that genuinely gets Lonzo and I to laugh. And we're not easy laughers. I'll be honest with you. It is not easy to get Lonzo and I to laugh. If you've got the best joke, you will host a segment of this show tomorrow. So we're going to ask that you stay on the line. We're going to ask that you stay on the line because we will determine a winner and then we will get your information and we will call you the same way that we would call any guest tomorrow on the show. All right. So here we go. Danny is up first on the show. And Danny, thanks so much for the call, Danny. Thanks for participating in the contest. I take it the idea of being a host of sports radio is cool to you, huh?
Yes, it is, sir. I think I have something to talk about there on the air for about 5 minutes.
Fantastic, Danny. Fantastic. So Jameis Winston had LASIK surgery. He led the NFL in interceptions last year. What is your headline on Jameis Winston?
Jameis Winston gets LASIK surgery and can finally see security on his way out with crab legs.
Well, that's funny. I'll tell you why that's funny. That's funny. That's funny, Lonzo, because he stole crab legs in college.
Dude, I know about all.
Oh, I thought that was a Florida thing.
No. Oh, no. We had a lot of fun with that here too.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
I didn't know that. Well, we had somebody just drop the line who may have felt that their joke wasn't good enough. What is your Drew? I see you chiming in, Drew. You got a call in. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. What is your best joke for Jameis Winston needing LASIK surgery? Drew LeBlanc on Twitter says, and this is not entered to win because it's just coming in via Twitter. You got to call in to be eligible. And this is pretty good, actually, Drew. Drew says 30-30 vision. That's good, right?
That is excellent.
That's really good, Drew. That is really good. Lonzo, should we expand this to include
Twitter and text line? Yes, we should.
Should we?
Yes.
But I don't know if Drew is capable of doing it tomorrow. We said the phone line first.
If we pick a winner from the text line or from social media, they will have to call in, not me call them.
Listen, you guys are texting in. You got to call. Anybody that can text can call. You should see the text line right now. The text line is flooded with people giving us their jokes.
Yeah,
you
got to
call in with your joke.
If you want to win a contest to be on the air, then you can't be afraid to call in and be on the air.
That's it. This is an on-air contest, ladies and gentlemen, and it's burning my brownies because we're getting all these people providing them. The best excuse for missing work was when my friend's basement flooded and I used his picture and sent it to my boss and said I can't come in today, and now I can't. What's better than Jameis Winston with LASIK surgery? Joe Burrow with an eye patch. Don't want to win, just thought it was funny. Can't come in. And I don't see the rest of this tweet anywhere, so I'm sorry I can't this text anywhere, so I can't read it. Drew LeBlanc's is really good. 30-30 vision. And maybe people just don't have the jokes on Jameis Winston today. He had LASIK surgery, ladies and gentlemen. He led the league in interceptions. What is your joke on him? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. I got to be honest with you. I don't feel like the upstate has let us down very often, Lonzo. I feel like they're letting us down a little bit right now. I think those quick-witted folks among us have that joke on the tip of their tongue, but it might be the case that people are intimidated of hosting their own segment of the show.
Or it may be the case that this might be the wrong hour to do said thing because a lot of people are already home.
You think so?
I'm just saying,
we've done it before. We've done it before. I'm telling you. Okay, let's go ahead. Take Danny. Danny has won the right to host his own segment. You snooze, you lose. Ladies and gentlemen, had somebody else on the line, and they dropped off. I think they thought their joke wasn't as funny as Danny's. So Danny is the winner of the contest, and Danny will host a segment of the show at 4:55. Oh, here we go. Lonzo, here it comes. We'll take one more. We've got a couple more minutes left in the segment. We'll take one more. Happy to do it. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show today. I realize, look, Lonzo, it's not like we gave these people, you know, here's what it was, Lonzo. When we've done contests in the past, we've shared what the contest was going to be hours ahead of time, right? This one, we just sprung on them last minute and, you know, we're saying, hey, be funny. Like this. Be funny like that. Nancy is up next on the show. Nancy, thanks so much for calling Offsides. Jameis Winston had LASIK surgery. Nancy, what's your headline?
His vision is 40-40.
And why is that?
Because he's terrible and he's thrown how many interceptions this year?
30 interceptions this year. No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
It could be 50-50, but I know he has at least 40-40 vision in those eyes.
There you go. There you go, Nancy. Thank you so much for the call. All right, Judge Lonzo, what are you going with? By the way, the ones that came in on Twitter, the ones that came in via text were even better,
hey,
I think.
Danny has hung on. Danny called in. He was the first guy.
Ladies first policy.
Danny's ready to get in there and do his five minutes. I have every confidence. Plus, you already declared him the winner before you took another call. So that,
true.
To me, makes him the winner.
That's true. Danny is the winner. Danny, you get to host tomorrow. Lonzo, give him the option 4:55 or 5:55. We'll get your number, Danny, and you will have the right to host a segment of Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo tomorrow. Right here on ESPN Upstate. Very excited for you to have that chance. Next time, ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you more of a heads up as to the time. All right? Coming up next, though, we're going to hear from Travis Hancock of WFNZ. What does he make of Dave Tepper's comments on the future of Cam Newton? And what are the Panthers going to do with the number 7 overall pick in the draft? That is up next. This is Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy to have you with us here on a hump day edition of the show. Joined right now by somebody who's become a friend of the show. Always appreciate him, always makes himself available, is always very open on his... I find his Twitter feed to be one of the more entertaining things that I see. Travis Hancock, our guy with WFNZ Sister Station here with Entercom in Charlotte, North Carolina, joins us right now to talk Carolina Panthers. Travis, as always, my man, great to have you on. Travis is co-host of the Mac Attack in on 102.5 The Fan in Charlotte. So, Travis, as we lead this off, a discussion we've had that kind of, you know those organic radio conversations that just happen, and those are some of my favorite. Can you choose, yeah, Travis, what team to be a fan of, or does your fandom choose you? I've said I never decide what woman to like. It's something magical that happens. It's not a conscious decision. And likewise for me, Travis, I've never decided what team to be a fan of. It's something that it's in my gene code. It's hereditary. It's been passed down. It's something that envelops me. My producer can decide what XFL team to root for. I don't know how to do that. Where do you fall on that?
Well, you're either asking the right guy or the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know if people may not know me that well down there, but I don't know if it's part of my brand or whatever you want to say. Like, I get made fun of all the time for the amount of teams I root for.
Okay.
So, because I grew up in Connecticut, so I naturally root for the Yankees and the Knicks and the Jets.
That's the hereditary attachment. I have the same one.
Right. And then when I got into radio, I really don't like the Carolina Tar Heels, so I started to pull for Duke, and that kind of grew into, like, a huge thing for me. And then recently, over the last couple of years, I became a Gamecocks fan also. So, like, I just keep adding teams to my thing, and I don't really get rid of any.
He is a sports polygamist.
I get made fun of for it every day. So I have, I don't really know how to get rid of teams. I just keep adding teams on. I've got connections to probably just about every team in sports, and I'll try sometimes. Like, my dad lives in Missouri. So I tried to add the Chiefs the last couple of weeks, but that hasn't gone over too well yet. So
you need to work a little bit harder at that, Travis, but it's good to know that there are other people just like me out there. I knew there was.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't feel alone anymore.
You know, Travis sounds like the guy that has 12 dogs in his home because he can't turn away. He can't turn away any of them.
Well, here's
Travis. Can you just explain this? Can you explain the skill for me, though? I don't know how to do that.
Well, it's in my upcoming book about how to root for many teams.
Okay. Man, you have to let me know when that comes out.
I grew up, my dad also, to reference him again, I also grew up a Florida Gators fan for the most part of my life.
That was the best part of your upbringing. That was the best part of your upbringing. You should have never let it go.
Then I made a switch for various reasons from South to South Carolina a couple years ago, and people still call me a bandwagon fan. I'm like, do you really think that I just openly dropped Florida with Dan Mullen for South Carolina to go to a better team? I kind of made a mistake there in hindsight. And people still say, you joined the bandwagon. Yeah, I joined the Gamecocks bandwagon, okay? It's not easy. It involves a lot of drinking and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it does, and you did make a bad choice. You know, I don't know exactly. Your bandwagon blew a tire, you know, well up the road there, Travis. I don't know about that decision, my friend.
I learned, though, when I first became a Gamecock fan, we never lose the tailgate, though, right? That's always a win for South Carolina.
That also makes a lot of sense. Travis Hancock joining us, co-host of the Mac Attack on WFNZ in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, Travis, your take on Dave Tepper's comments on Cam Newton yesterday, the first ones, really, that we've heard. I have kind of assumed, you know what they say about people who do that, that Cam wasn't long for Charlotte, wasn't long for Carolina. And you know, if I am to believe Dave Tepper's comments, we have to think there's at least a chance that he stays there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance he stays for maybe 1 year, but it feels inevitable that at some point the Panthers are saying goodbye to Cam. Whether it is in March of this year, whether it's next year, it just feels like the end of Cam is here. It's just a matter of when. And the Panthers are not saying that. Sometimes it's about what you're not saying as much as what you are saying. If Cam was in their long-term plans, guys like Matt Rhule and David Tepper, the people that are in charge, and Marty Herney, of course, is there too, but the people in charge, they would use buzzwords like Cam's our guy. When Cam is healthy, he's our quarterback. We can't wait to get Cam back. They're not saying those words, right?
Sure.
There's no he's our guy. they're just basically trying to dance around it. And David Tepper is a straight shooter. In his comments yesterday, it was almost like he didn't want to talk about it. It's almost like no matter what they say, either they're going to get the fans' hopes up, they're going to make them mad. Just not talking Cam right now, I believe they feel is the best thing. But for him not to just come out and say, Cam is our guy, when he's healthy, that's our quarterback. Are you hearing those words? We know coach speak and owner speak. We know when someone is in the future plans. You don't hear that at all with David Tepper, do you?
No, no, you don't. You don't. I was surprised to glean that the door may be cracked, but I kind of lean your way. So is there a timeline in your mind of when a move would be made, Travis?
Well, he might be throwing in March per reports of ESPN that came out a couple weeks ago. So it's such a complex thing because how do you get proper value for Cam? How does a team,
sure,
whether it's the Chargers or the Bears or whoever, how do they make a deal for Cam when they don't know about Cam's health? Like, how do they have to see Cam do something? He didn't play most of last year. He didn't play half the year before that. So how do you make trade offers for a guy, and how do the Panthers accept trade offers and all that sort of stuff when no one really knows what he's doing? So unless you really have some sort of internal gut feel, well, say you're the Bears and you just feel like he's worth a gamble because our roster is so loaded, we just need him to just be better than Mitchell Trubisky. But like, how do you, that's why I think Cam staying for 1 year is really a possibility, but I don't think there's any way that Cam's going to get some massive contract. And then, you know, does Cam want, I mean, I guess he sort of has to, but is Cam going to want to play on 1 year on a rebuild? Is he going to cause a problem? I don't know. It just feels like the end is near. And with the rebuild starting now, to me, it's better just do it all at once.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Keep going. Yeah.
It's interesting. We can all kind of glean in the relationships in our life the signs that it's coming to an end, right? You might be getting a roll of the eyes across the dinner table, right? Maybe less passion happening. I feel all of those are lining up for Cam right now to leave Carolina.
Well, I'm divorced, so I understand that. My sign was she wasn't here when I got home, so I understand how that all works out.
I'm so sorry about that, Travis. So what? With all that said, where does this team go with the 7th overall pick in the draft? I love Tua. I'm not comfortable at all, especially given this team's injuries at that position, with taking a Bo Jackson-esque risk there. I'm just not. Yeah, I don't think they go quarterback there, do you?
Yeah. No, I mean, they certainly could. You know, there's that really wild theory that maybe I cooked it up. I don't know where it came from. Where, you know, if you traded Christian McCaffrey, you could get back just a boatload of assets and picks. And could you use all that you would get back and all you have to try to go get Joe Burrow? Would that entice Cincinnati? It sounds kind of crazy on the surface, but to get Cincinnati out of that spot, because they're going to want to hold on to their Ohio guy, it would take something like 4 number ones or some wild thing. So that's certainly there. I kind of like Tua, but I don't think he's getting by the Dolphins. That seems like one of those draft picks that's likely just going to happen because of all they've gone through. And with the Panthers, we were talking about this morning on our show here in Charlotte. There's really anywhere you could go in the draft, and there's a hole for the Panthers there. Offensive line, another receiver if you really wanted to go, like a Jerry Jeudy or a CeeDee Lamb. Offensive line, defensive line, linebackers now, Isaiah Simmons. A guy you know well from Clemson. Like, there's so many areas. Basically, like, everywhere but running back, even tight end for crying out loud. I mean, maybe not number 7, but everywhere on this roster, you could find a spot that you need to fill, except for running back, right? McCaffrey's kind of got that unlocked. But everywhere else you go, where do you go wrong at 7? You can pick any position but running back and find a guy you need, probably.
I totally agree with that, but I don't – it's weird. My producer and I have gone back and forth on this. When you look at the timeline, by the time that the Panthers would be able to be competitive again or perhaps a Super Bowl contender again, it may be the case that Christian McCaffrey is past his prime by that point, which opens the door to potentially move him. My producer says that's blasphemous and has a centaur of Christian McCaffrey painted over his bed. So my question to you, Travis, is how likely is it that possibility that they would entertain that? Because I do see that perhaps, you know, his prime is not in line with their competitive window.
Yeah, and we see running backs now. I mean, Todd Gurley was on top of the world, a year and a half ago, and all of a sudden Todd Gurley might be cut by the Rams. Yeah. Running backs can go running back. Now he's a different running back because he's also a great wide receiver. So he can certainly still contribute, even if the legs went as a running back. But there's two ways to look at it. Do I think that they should take calls on McCaffrey? I do, because I think there are so many holes to fill on this team. Almost saying it's a different era, but look at the Cowboys built in the 90s because they traded Herschel Walker. But they set themselves up because they got so much back for him. How much could he bring back, and how many areas could you fill and then go get another running back, not on McCaffrey's level, but a guy that could contribute somewhere else? The other way to look at it is this. It's also a business as well. So do I think they would actually do that? Probably not, because you have to sell jerseys. You have to sell tickets. You have to still get people in the stands. And if Kuechly's gone, if Olsen's gone, if Cam's gone, Tepper's a businessman. The business side of me says there's no way they would do that. The football side of me says you got to do your due diligence and just try to figure out just how much he's worth out there. We had Joel Corey on 2 weeks ago from CBSSports.com, the salary cap guru.
Yeah.
He thinks McCaffrey's going to get $18 million a year.
$18 million
dollars a year. In a rebuild, you may pay a running back $18 million a year. And here's how I look at it from another sport point of view. Do you want to pay a running back that much in a rebuild? That's like a bad baseball team paying a closer a ton of money. Yeah, you don't do that. Why would the Baltimore Orioles pay Chapman, for example, a ton of money? You don't need that right now. Good teams need the closer. Do you want to pay a running back? And you can't bring back – if McCaffrey's getting that, there's no way Cam is getting what he wants. You can't bring both those guys back in one backfield for that. So I don't know how – I mean, I guess they might, but that's a ton of money for a great running back, great for the city. But, man, that is a at a position that can go at any moment, that is a ton of money for one guy.
You know, I have such high marks early on here, Travis, for Dave Tepper. I love his MO. I love his no BS. I love that, you know, I honestly really like the fact that when a new boss comes in, a few Panthers employees said they were a little bit less comfortable than the family atmosphere they had under Richardson. They said there was a no-nonsense attitude. This guy's going to come in. This guy's going to make changes. I thought the timing was right to move on from Rivera. Matt Rhule was the guy I would have gone after. Totally infatuated, especially how could you not be watching LSU with the addition of Joe Brady? They're going young. They're going fresh. I have an anti-retread policy in my life, Travis. I don't know about you, but I just love everything the guy's doing, and I love it because it's everything I would have attempted to do in his shoes. He gets an A-plus from me thus far. How do you size up his moves?
I would probably say it's probably somewhere in the B range, and this is because I'm counting in football also, not just like the business stuff. Like he's doing stuff that the Amazon Prime series, like he signed off on that. That was great for us here. The uniform combinations are a little different now, and he's doing a lot of little things. The logo at midfield changed. Like those are the things that Panther fans here always want. So he's doing well there. He brought MLS here. That's important for a lot of people.
Yes.
He's also sort of rubbing people the wrong way because yesterday he was talking about a new stadium already and how this stadium's getting old. So he's going to ask for money soon for a new stadium when we haven't really seen him succeed from a football point of view yet. It's only been 2 years, but my take is, can we get that team in that stadium playing well first before you ask for more money? I get it, the business side of that. But I want to see them succeed and rebuild the football team before we start asking for more money for the stadium. Does that make sense to you? Like,
well, yeah, 100%.
I'm not there yet. Yeah.
What's to stop him from just opening the pocketbook and buying the stadium himself? He can do it.
Well, yeah, it may take some taxpayer money, so that goes into. So he is there. There is a portion of the people in Charlotte that he is sort of rubbing the wrong way. There are a lot of people that love him, but when you start asking for money from the city and you start to get into all that sort of stuff, you know how that goes. It can really rub people the wrong way. So he's done a lot of great things. I think we just want to see the football. It's going to be a while, but we need to see him and it's not all on him. Like, he's got operations people, and he brought in Rhule, and he's doing a lot of stuff. But we just need to see the team succeed before we start going crazy with more money. He's doing well, but the ultimate thing he's going to be judged on is going to be the success of the football team.
Travis Hancock is co-host of the Mac Attack on 102.5 The Fan, sister station in Charlotte. Always great stuff, Travis. Always appreciate you making the time. Really talented dude. Thanks so much, pal.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. All right. Travis Hancock, WFNZ in Charlotte, with some insight as to the Carolina Panthers. And you know what, man? I agree with him. Coming up next on the show, boy, he is as special as he could possibly be. And how do you define something that's special to you? This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Very fun hump day show. Appreciate you being a part of it. Congratulations to Danny for winning the right to host this. What time is his segment tomorrow, Alonzo?
4:55.
Danny will be host of the show. Won the right to be a sports radio show host for a day. Man, it's awesome the way that works out. Alonzo has a customized intro. We roll the intro just the way we would the start of the show. And then away he goes as host of the show. And man, look, before I had a chance to do this, like, because I so wanted to do this my whole life, whenever I got the chance to be on the air, it was just a kid in a candy store. It was just an awesome moment for me. And so I hope it's a similarly exciting moment for you. And we certainly love doing those contests with you where you get the right to host a segment of the show each and every day. Lonzo, look, the reality of the situation is, and if we can, let's bring up either or in a couple of minutes here, but Zion Williamson, what he did yesterday is awesome. 31 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. In the history of the NBA, only 4 teenagers have ever done that. Luka Doncic, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, the only ones before him, and he is shredding the NBA right now. I mean, my man is absolutely dominating. In 27 minutes a game, you ready for this? 27 minutes a game, 58% field goals for Zion Williamson, Spartanburg zone, 21 points per game, 7.7 rebounds per game. Isn't blocking a ton of shots yet, but those shots that he is rejecting, he is sending way the hell out of Dodge. He had that that first game, his debut game, he had those 4 threes in a row. He's hitting 40% from 3 thus far, just 63% from the free throw line, but 21 points a game in his first 9 games as a rookie. Man, this is absolutely positively incredible. And, you know, I mean, Brandon Ingram on New Orleans, they've had a really good run. Don't look now, but guess who's won 3 games in a row? Don't look now, but guess who's won 6 out of their last 10? The New Orleans Pelicans. Don't look now, but who is merely, as we enter the All-Star weekend, 5 games in the loss column out of the playoffs, 4.5 games in general, to the Memphis Grizzlies, led by Ja Morant at 27-26. The New Orleans Pelicans are making a climb here, folks. They're making a climb in the West, and it's so darn exciting to see. Zion Williamson's best trait is his passion. His passion. We've seen that athleticism before. We've seen otherworldly, jumping ability, hops, the kids say. We've seen that before, man. But that athleticism with that passion for the game, I think makes him unique, I think makes him special, and I think makes the rest of this season as fun as can possibly be. Can the New Orleans Pelicans make the playoffs, Lonzo? They've played 54 games, they have 28 games left. In the loss column, which is what you really look at, they're 5 games back. Memphis has 26 losses, New Orleans has 31. I'm not going to say they can't, I think it's a long shot, but if anybody can do it, Zion can.
But here's the thing, do they want to make the playoffs this year? I'm not so sure they do, because Zion's is working his way back in. Maybe you wait till next year and be able to start him from the beginning. They're going to make the playoffs, though, because if he continues to play without taking any time off, they're winning games right and left. But how much noise can they make? Can they make it out of the first round? Because I don't think they can.
No, they can't. They would get the Lakers in the first round. There's a huge gap between the 8th seed and the 7th seed, but the 7th seed is very much viable, is very much available right now. Very much available. And the Rockets traded Clint Capella. They're suddenly playing good basketball as well. So it's going to be very, very interesting the rest of the way. The Lakers certainly look like the favorite, but the Clippers are going to be heard from. The Jazz are much improved, and the Rockets always have James Harden.
All right, let's get right to either or right now. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
Okay, so I don't know if you knew this, but Valentine's Day is in 2 days.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Yeah, so Red Lobster is selling heart-shaped boxes of Cheddar Bay biscuits for Valentine's, on sides or off sides, to give to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day.
You want to know something, man? When I list the things that I can't eat anymore, you know what's in my top five? Those damn Red Lobster cheddar biscuits.
They're awful.
That's
good,
that's
man.
In my top five. You know, you don't even need to order an entree when you go to. Just keep having them bring out those darn cheddar biscuits, man. That's the best biscuit. Look, are you talking about biscuits at chain restaurants, right? Bread type items. You got to go with the OG breadsticks, right? And you got to go with the Red Lobster cheddar biscuits. Here's an either or for you. Between those two, you only can keep one. What are you going with?
I'm going Cheddar Bay without a doubt. I can tell you that.
And by the way, Valentine's Day, that's on sides because it's amazing.
Yeah, this is on sides for me too. My wife would love it if I gave her that.
Heart-shaped cheddar biscuits all the way, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Up for me is the following. In a fight, King Kong or Godzilla?
Here's the thing, you know, I would go Godzilla, and I probably am. Normally, I go USA all the way, and you know, King Kong is generally considered an American monster. But I got to go Godzilla because Godzilla has the fiery breath. In some iterations, he's able to fly with said breath. He doesn't even have to get close to King Kong. King Kong can throw a train at him. He can duck that, or he can blast it with his breath.
I cannot believe the level of depth we're getting in this breakdown. Lonzo, admittedly, Godzilla's a little bit before my time. I know he's some kind of lizard, right?
There have been some other remakes.
Yeah, King Kong, I get. I get the concept. I don't really understand. You remember He-Man? There was a merman character. So is Godzilla just a big merman?
Godzilla is more like a T-Rex.
T-Rex?
A T-Rex with a long tail.
Do you think we could watch the old school Godzilla movie today and still be entertained? Or is the production value so bad that we can see the strings pulling them and all that stuff?
Don't say we. Because I could. and here's the thing. There were no strings. It was a dude in a Godzilla costume. That's exactly what it was.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was. So it's a couple dudes in costumes.
So they had the skyscraper was like the size of a fan,
yes,
or something, right?
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff.
That's what they did. Okay, I see. drawn to scale, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm gonna go with King Kong. I'm gonna go with King Kong because natural brute force. You know, look, you got to do something with the flames, King Kong. You know, you can hide behind buildings or something, but if you get your hands on that lizard, it's all she wrote. All she wrote.
They have fought before, and I do believe Godzilla won, but I can't remember. It was a long time ago. And they're getting ready to fight again because it's getting ready to happen again. There's a remake coming up, and it's getting ready to happen again. All right, Mitch Trubisky ranks among the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL in 2019. If you're the Bears GM and you had to choose between Mitch Trubisky, Cam Newton, or Phillip Rivers, which one do you go with?
Boy, I don't like any of these options. Cam, I have no idea if he can give me anything. Mitch Trubisky can't throw the ball to the sideline. I think Phillip Rivers might be the most overrated quarterback to ever play in the NFL, given what people think of him. Matt Stafford and he are up there. I have to go with Phillip Rivers because at least I know I'm going to get halfway decent quarterback playing.
I'm going to go with Cam just because a hurt Cam plays better than Mitch Trubisky and probably will throw less interceptions than what Phillip Rivers will.
I find this whole thing very hurtful that you just said, man. I really do. You know, it's unbelievable how bad Mitchell Trubisky is when you consider where he was drafted. Isn't that something, man? Good God, he sucks. He's terrible.
This shows you evaluators of talent are not always right.
Good God. And finally for me, would you rather be a one sports school or a 12 sports school?
I'm going with the 12-sport school, of course.
Because you know who the 12-sport school is.
Even if I didn't know, I'd rather be good at a lot of things than only good at one thing.
It depends what that one thing is. You know what? Do you want to be a jack of all trades or a master of one? I've always chosen to be a master of one. I think balance in life is overrated, actually. I think obsession in life is good. Be great at one thing. 10,000-hour rule states that in order to be an expert at something, you got to give it 10,000 hours. I have 7,000 hours at this, all right? I would rather be the one sports school than the 12 sports school. And I realize there's a direct connection here to Clemson and South Carolina, but I'd rather be great at football and mediocre at everything else than good at a lot of other sports that people really don't care about all that much in this area.
See, when you wrote this, you knew how this would go without a doubt. And you know, I believe I'm way over that 10,000 hours. And, I'm really good at a lot of jobs here, not just one job. So, you know, I'm okay with that. I like being good at a lot of things.
Hunter Blowin says that the Gamecocks would choose to be successful in one sport in a heartbeat if they had that one particular choice.
Yeah, they are really good at women's basketball. So they're already really good at one sport.
Yeah, I don't know. But that one sport, I don't know.
Well, hey. I just think it's sexist that these people don't believe that the women's basketball is a sport. Horrible people.
By the way, Barstool Clemson and Barstool South Carolina are going at it. Barstool Clemson says, reminder, it has been 2,265 days since South Carolina has beaten us in football. The Real USC, Barstool of USC, responds with the following reminder. Clemson was founded by racist farmers that didn't support the desegregation of the University of South Carolina. I have no idea the validity of that. Is that true?
I don't know if it's accurate.
I have no idea.
I'm not going to delve into that. I don't care.
Well, we'll delve into it tomorrow on tomorrow's show.
You're actually going to research that. Okay.
I'll delve into it tomorrow. Give me a chance to dig into that a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. The best thing we heard today is hopefully not that, but it is next. Right here on Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate.
It will be quite revealing.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you on a hump day edition of the show. We'll be back for a Friday Eve edition of the show tomorrow. Always appreciate you guys joining us. We had some spirited back and forth debate between Clemson and South Carolina today. We were trying to get to the bottom of, to what degree are the Palmetto rivals correct in their criticisms of one another? And Clemson fans had a lot of funny ones on South Carolina. A lot of really funny ones came into the show today, but the one from South Carolina to Clemson is you're a one sport school. And I think by and large, that's true. I think Clemson has been a one sport school right now. And look, I realize that I host the Clemson football postgame show. I realize that that they have a softball team that debuted today. I understand all that. But they haven't really made a dent of late in other sports. Women's basketball, pretty good last year. Not very good this year. Tim Chapon says chicken is for eating. Let's see here. We roll on. I know that Gamecocks would gladly switch their current athletic situation with Clemson. Sounds like the usual sour grapes from our feathered friends. The envious little brother with a large collection of small toys as he receives hand-me-downs from Big Brother to get by. It is time for the best thing we heard today. The best thing we heard today starts right now. All right, Lonzo, let's you and me do that last line, okay? Let me see that thong.
Nah, I don't sing unless I get paid. Doesn't work that way.
Doesn't work that way. I can't believe you picked that. You and your virgin ears picked that out. That was tremendous.
It was Jimmy Fallon and the Backstreet Boys doing that.
I loved it. By the way, I cracked up the person next to me. This was a few years ago. We were behind a woman and she had a ton of stuff in her trunk and she was a heavy set woman, Lonzo. And I looked to the person next to me and I said, she's got junk in both trunks.
I thought you were going to say, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Well, that's also true, Lonzo. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Right? Curvy always, 10 times out of 10. Great best thing we heard today. Thank you guys so much for making Offsides part of your afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow right here on ESPN Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.